here at the 2020 Underground Collision here in Washington, D.C. And look who's here in the studio lounge, Mr. Paul Norgrove from across the pond from Police Credit Union.
Yep.
But you just told me that you guys rebranded.
Yep. So we rebranded this year because we've reached out to the military and prison service. So we have an umbrella brand called Serve and Protect CU. Mm-hmm. And underneath that, we still have our legacy and loyal membership. Police CU, military CU, and now prison CU. And from the 1st of April, we'll also be launching Fire CU, which is going to be a nationwide.
Good job.
Fire Service Credit Union.
Well, no wonder you're growing.
Oh my God.
Good job.
Yeah. It's been a tough year, but we're the biggest membership we've ever had, highest loans, highest assets, mm-hmm. and we're really scaling up now. And I think some of the stuff that Brian said today around growing your resources to put more back to your membership, and particularly those who are unbanked or financially, we'll call them on the borderline of financial resilience, is where we're really sort of focusing our attack at the moment. The sort of in work poor and challenged through their work in the service.
Good deal. So it's not often that folks come from Europe or to the GAC. So what? I mean, I'm going to say the obvious question: hey, what brings you here?
Yep.
But what brought you here this time around?
So a couple of years ago, we were our trade association, the Association of British Credit Unions, mm-hmm. ABCOR, twinned with the GCUA, mm-hmm. Georgia Credit Union affiliate. We've maintained a really strong relationship with our partner credit union, Kinetic CU, out of Columbus, Georgia. Mm-hmm. They're here hiking the hill this week. Their trade association's gone through some merger with the League of the Southeast, so we're committed to coming over and building that relationship. And also, in the UK, we're one of the larger credit unions, so our benchmark for success is kind of us and a few peers. And then we come over here and we feel like the small little credit union. So we're over here to learn sort of some of the stuff today around payment technology is where we need to be. You know, our credit union's open 9 to 5 every single day. We need to take that, you know, 24/7.
Digitally, you're 24/7. Yeah.
We're open a third of the time at the moment.
Right.
So, you know, if you think about the rate of growth we've got now, a third of the time, if we can get truly 24/7, you know, we should be taking off and doing some incredible things. So we need to look at the scale here, the technology here, the rate of development. The awareness is something we struggle with back home. So we're here to just learn. I think credit unions back home probably don't invest in the international stuff because they don't see it as value, but we absolutely see it as this is where we need to be. So that's why we're here, and it's an 8-hour flight.
Not too bad.
It's not a huge amount of money and time to come here for 4 days and learn. So
exactly. What do you hope to take away from the Underground Collision event?
Well, I think I'm an underground veteran now. I think
you are.
I think this is my fourth or fifth underground. I love the underground for ASU and what she's doing, but to sort of challenge the status quo and have the conversations that we all know need to be had, but so much in your day job, you know, reputationally, within your internal organization, they're not the easiest conversations to come and tackle. So in an open forum, safe environment, mimosas for breakfast, we should absolutely be talking about diversity, inclusion, and our credit union serving the membership. And that was some of the powerful stuff in the previous session. And absolutely, I believe in scale means that you can refocus your attention back to those who essentially founded you and you're there to serve. So, you know, I love the underground. I love Sue and MSA and what the guys are doing. And, you know, it was worth getting up just to have a mimosa for breakfast.
Good for you.
Take part in this.
Well, we're glad you're here for sure. So anything else to add to wrap up?
Not really. I just hope that next year we get some more people from the UK coming over.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And thanks again for having me on, Mike.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure. I love talking to you and getting your perspective from across the pond, as they say, and what you think of the GAC and what this stuff. So it's great to have you back in the States.
And I should say before I go, there's a plug for the WACU Global Youth Summit happening in the UK in a couple of weeks' time. So we've got, I think, 27 delegates from around the world coming to the UK for the first time. So putting the UK on the map.
Good for you, man. Good for you. Paul,
thank you, Mike.
Always a pleasure, sir.